Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with Life Support Outreach Church. I am indeed glad to be here on this evening. I give God all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor today. I give reference to God, who is the head of my life, who is my life. And to Apostle Deans in his absence and everyone in their respective places. Again, I am so thankful to be back on our radio broadcast on tonight. I give God the praise and the honor and the glory. Hallelujah. We're going to come tonight. We're going to call our Bible class prayer meeting to order on tonight. We're going to just open up our devotion service now. We're going to have a song, a scripture, and a prayer, and then we'll go to the book of Revelation. Amen. God is a good God.
God is able, and he won't fail. God is able, God is able, God is able. He won't fail. Tell me who makes mountains move out of my way. Who makes miracles because of my faith. And when the doctor says no, who can steal? And when I'm in trouble, who's right there to help me? Climb every step. God is able. God is able. God is able. Oh, and he wants. Tell me who they bring out of the sea. I'll throw back so the sun can look at me. And who tell the wind to whistle through the trees when I'm in trouble? Who they say? God is able. God is able. God is able. And he won't tell. No, he won't tell. God is able. Tell you, God is able, and he won't. No, oh God won't. He won't fail. Oh, God won't. He'll never leave, never forsake. No, he won't say. still be there till the end.
Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 51. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercy. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquities and cleanse me from my sins. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mayest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen into iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward part, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide my face from my sin, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew in me a right spirit within me. I have just read you from Psalms 51, from the first verse down through the 10th verse. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. Father, we come on tonight humbly before your throne of grace, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you. Lord, we confess and we repent now in the name of Jesus. We ask you on tonight, God, to just cleanse us, forgive us, Lord. Please forgive us, Lord, and wash us in the blood of Jesus. Lord, dip us down in your blood, Jesus. Cleanse us right now. We come tonight asking you to bind the strong man tonight, Lord. Bind up the strong man from our lives and from this radio broadcast. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, I ask you right now to let Deborah decrease while the Holy Ghost may increase and minister to us through your word on tonight. And I ask you to bless everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, I ask you to bless their families. In the name of Jesus, Lord, open up our minds. Open up our understanding, Lord, that we may get what we have to out of the word here, that we may learn more and more, deeper and deeper in your word, Father. We give you all the praise today, and we give you all the glory, and we give you all the honor. In Jesus' name, we pray and ask it all. Amen. Amen. We just thank and praise God tonight for everything that God has done for us. And we give God praise on tonight, and we give him glory. We're going to get right into our scriptures on tonight out of Revelation chapter 2, and we're going to start with verse 18 on tonight. Okay, give me just 1 minute here. Revelation chapter 2, verse 18. Okay. And unto the angel of the church of Thyatira write, these things saith the Son of God, who have his eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet as like fine bread. I know thy works and charity and service and faith in thy patience and thy works, and the last to be more than the first. Now, notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou suffered that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication and to eat things sacrificed unto idols. And I gave her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not. Behold, I would cast her into a bed, and them that committed adultery with her into a great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds. And I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he which searches the reins and heart. And I will give unto every one of you according to your works. But unto you I say, and unto the rest of Thyatira, as many as have not this doctrine, and which have not known the death of Satan, as they speak, I will put up on you none other burden but that which ye have already hold fast till I come. And he that... what's this? Stop it. Oh, okay. And he that overcome my works until the end, to him will I give power over the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. As the vessel of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I received of my father. And I will give him the morning star. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches. I read you from verses 18 down to verse 29. And we're just going to go over it and try to get some clarity on it. Verse 18. This is, okay, let me just read it out. I'm not going to read them all over again. This is the longest letter, and it is the most difficult letter. We know less about the Thyatira. I know that's not the way you pronounce it. Thyatira, whatever it is, than the other cities. It is southeast of Pergamon at a distance of 40 miles. It was famous for its trades. There were many trades unions in Thyatira, many trades. Each one of these was for a particular trade. These trade unions had a relationship with the worship of the gods. This caused real problems for the Christians. They had to belong to the union in order to get work. And today you have to, a lot of times, especially if you're doing construction or something like that. Jesus described himself as the Son of God. This is very different from the local God. His name was, the local God's name was Apollo Tyrimenes. He was both the Roman king and the god of Thyatira. People thought that he was the son of a god called Zeus. But Jesus really is the son of the real God. The eyes of Jesus were like... I'm just trying to see what I'm reading here. Yeah. The eyes of Jesus were like a flame of fire, and he could see all the problems of the Christians like he can today. He could see everything. He could see through all that Jezebel taught them. Nobody can hide from the eyes of the Lord. He sees all things, so he knows all that happens in the church in Thyatira. The foot of bronze showed that the Lord is powerful. He is able to deal with all problems. Bronze seems to shine as it reflects the light. This shows that Jesus is more magnificent than any false god or even the king of Rome. So the church in Thyatira should give honor to Jesus and not to these false gods. See, a lot of times, like Jezebel, she was doing all kind of stuff, but we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that. I'm not going to go past where I am, but God sees and God knows. He don't have to look at your outward appearance, but God sees in your heart. God sees your motives. God sees what you going to do before you do it. If he answers your prayers before you ask him, you know he already knows. He already knows about all of this, about whatever is on you, about whatever you dealing with, your circumstances, your situations. God already knows before you ask him. He said, I already have answered you. I would have already done it. This is what the Lord said. He knows. They had not lost. Let me see. The Lord Jesus is aware of all that his people do. He knew all about. He liked so many of them. So many of the things that he saw. They had not lost their love. It had not grown weak as he had in Ephesus. Their love for the Lord Jesus seemed to have grown even more. Even with the stuff they were going through, they believed in him. They trusted him completely. They served God and not the local God. There was progress in this church. They were doing more now than they did before. Life in Thyatira, whatever that is, was difficult for them. But they accepted all the problems, and they did not from the Lord. A lot of times we go through a whole lot. And I know it's not easy. God don't always give us stuff that's easy. We sometimes, a whole lot of times, have to struggle going through what we go through for a reason. It's for a reason. A lot of times it's to make us stronger, wiser. And for most of all, it's to depend on God to do what he promised us he would do. What we do for each other shows our love. When we love the Lord, we work for him. As the love of the Christians increased, they did more. A lot of times, you know, love, God is love. And it's okay for us to love our family, but we got to love our enemies. We got to love those that try to despisefully misuse us. We got to love those that we know that don't like us. We got to love them and pray. Just like I say, like Trump, I got to love them. I got to pray for them. I have to. I pray that God will change his mind, change his spirit, however God want to do it. But I'm praying like God say pray for those who have rule over me. And we got to love those who try to despitefully misuse us, say our manner evil against you. You got to love them anyway. Ask God to forgive them and bless them anyway. Verse 20. In the church, there was a woman who called herself a prophet. The Lord called her Jezebel, and the church allowed her to stay and teach. There had been a queen called Jezebel, so she was the wife of King Ahab. She was a wicked woman because of her King Ahab of Israel turned from God. He then worshipped and served a false god called Baal. Jezebel encouraged Ahab to do all kinds of wicked deeds. She even tried to murder Elijah, who was the prophet of God. She was responsible for the deaths of many people in Israel. For the Lord uses the name Jezebel for this wicked woman in Thyatira, too. This woman was probably very clever. She was able to convince people that she was right. She had special knowledge from God. She taught the Christians to live as the people in Thyatira did. She said that it was right to join the trade union. This meant that Christians would join the worship of false gods. They would eat meals in the temple. They would even think that it was not wrong to have sex with different partners. This is an important question for Christians of all times. They have to decide how much they can join in with the local activity. They must not deny what the Bible teaches, but they are members of the society in which they live. Now, this woman, Jezebel, who was married, was the wife of Ahab. She was very wicked. Ahab was not wicked at first, but when he got with Jezebel, he turned on God. And he worshiped and serviced the false gods. Jezebel encouraged him to do all these. They killed a lot of other prophets, because Elijah thought they had killed all of the prophets except him, and he went to God and told God. God said, "Oh, no, I got 7,000 more prophets. Don't think of 8,000 more," he said. "Don't think you're the only one left, because you're not." But the Lord uses that name, Jezebel, for wicked women as of today. People got that Jezebel spirit, or she acting like Jezebel. However, they use it, and it's like a wicked woman. And she was teaching the Christians to do ungodly stuff. And that's why you have to be careful who you follow. You have to be careful who's leading you, who you sitting under. Believe me, you do. Now, I may not know everything. No, I don't. I may not know a whole lot of nothing, but what little God has given me, I ain't finna lie on God, and I ain't finna play with no false gods, no nothing, because I ain't ready to die, and I love the Lord. But you have so many people out here doing all the things they want to do, especially in the churches and stuff, and they look like I can't get 10 people hardly, and they got 100 following somebody that's following the enemy, following Satan. And then when they catch on, they've been to did all kind of dirt and stuff. Now, God will forgive them, but they have to repent. They have to repent. They was doing all kind. That's when I was telling y'all about when the girl, Prophetess Karen was telling me that down there in North Carolina, they was letting witches sit in the pulpit. I mean, not in the pulpit, in the service. And she said, she asked the apostle, "Why would you let them sit here?" And he said, "Well, some might be said or done that may change them." Of course, I'm not going to say it might not. But if you're not strong enough to handle them, and you don't have a praying church like you should, you don't need them sitting in your service. Before you know it, you'll be serving a false god. See, you play with fire, you'll get burnt. I don't play with fire like that. God say, "Suffer which not to live." And that's what he means. Oh, he meant this or he meant that. God says what he mean and mean what he say. He ain't got a back down. He ain't got a stutter. He gonna say what he mean. He gonna mean what he say. He say, suffer one not to leave. You know, that mean death. So that first Jezebel, her daughter didn't die right off, I don't think, but the grandchild, they killed him. And he didn't even know why they was killing him. He was a kid. But when you into witchcraft and all kind of false junk, worshiping false gods, then that stuff go down through the family. You have to have that, you have to break that curse off of your family. Because of one person serving false gods. That's what I was saying last other day. That's what happened to Solomon. That's exactly what happened to him. He was married all them wives. And they got him to start to serving a false god and praying to a false god. That's not what God wants. It's not what he wants. Verse 21 says, in some way the Lord had shown Jezebel that she was wrong. What she was doing was evil. She knew it. The Lord had been kind to her. He had warned her, and he had given her time to change. He desired her to repent of all the wicked things that she had done, but she was not with other partners and just all kind of stuff. Oh, you can do this and you can do that and you can do it. That's why you have to be careful who you sit up under. And it's a lot of women out here calling in men, I guess, but more so for me, I know a lot of women calling themselves prophets and are not, and apostles and are not. You know, because they can try to read your mind. Anybody got time for that? Nobody got time for it. Have to make sure you know exactly who you sitting under. So you won't listen to the wrong stuff. You just read that word for yourself. Don't listen to stuff. Your spirit needs to let you know what's right or wrong. You know, if you get a little query about it, go look it up for yourself. Instead of show yourself approved. You say, you know, a lack of knowledge, people perish for the lack of knowledge. Every day. God wanted her to repent and she didn't. We should repent every day because we sin.
Thank you.
Why don't you? Because this thing, because my earpiece had came on. I'm sorry. Anyway, daughters was about 30 miles south of Thyatira and 50 miles east of Ephesus. It was on the side of a mountain. Below it, there was a large plain, and it was in a good position for an army to defend. It has been a powerful and rich city, but it was not still as strong as it has been. Today, we might say that such a city is living in the past. In other words, the city's most successful phrase has ended. The letter comes from Jesus, who holds the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. The seven spirits of God are the works of the Spirit in the churches. Christ has the Spirit, who alone can give life. Jesus holds the seven in his right hand. These stars mean the angels of the seven churches. In other words, Jesus holds and look after the seven churches. Now, it's more than seven churches. He just bringing these seven out, but it's all the churches that he's talking about. Jesus take care of them. The church in Sardis used to be a lively church. In other words, the members used to have strong faith. But by this time, it had lost its life. This means that their faith had been weak. This process was slow. They didn't see it happen. Because when your faith, when you weaken in your faith, the enemy works on you a little at a time, and a little at a time, and a little at a time. He works on you, and so you know it, you weak, because you're not doing what you should do to stay strong. And when we out here in the world, we have to be a watchman and know when we getting weak. You know, sometimes God allows things to come up on us, struggles and things like that. And when the struggle come up on us, we weaken. We don't have that faith like we should. We should. I mean, it's, you know, you can say have faith, and it can be easy to some people. A lot of people have a problem with faith. They don't believe. They don't trust God. They say they do, but they really don't. If they did, you know, you wouldn't see their face looking like it looks. But we gotta, when I tell you we gotta trust God in these times and things like this, we don't know what's gonna happen from one minute to the next. When I tell you these are the tribulations, we gotta trust God. Nobody knows what's gonna happen tomorrow. Nobody knows what's gonna happen when we go to bed tonight. Things like this, we trust God. We trust him enough to go to sleep. We trust him to wake us up in the morning. We got to keep trusting God, because we don't know if we're going to wake up, but we trust God to wake us up, and we thank him for waking us up. This is what I'm talking about, trusting God in everything. Have that faith in him. You know, just like if you have faith to pick your leg up, to make a step, you got to know that your foot going to come down and land on the ground. You got to have that kind of faith in God. But by this time, it had lost its life. And, you know, a lot of times churches go through so much. They go through so much because you have so many different personalities and attitudes and so many different ones. So you praying for this one and you're praying for that one and you're praying for this one, all of them different. And you trying to tell them to keep the faith, hope, faith, hope. Know God is right here with you. Know he's standing by you. No, he's going to do what he say he's going to do. He will never, the word say, leave us or forsake us. I don't care if you down to your last two pennies. God is still not going to leave you or forsake you. I'm telling you, you're going to have food or have whatever you need. You're going to have it. But we got to stay faithful to the Lord. We got to keep our faith and trust and hope in him. The Lord, in verse 2, the Lord tells them to be awakened and to watch. That's what I was saying. You got to watch. In the past, armies had twice defeated Sardis. They were able to do this because nobody watched. So the Lord warns the church that, like the city guard, the church must keep awake. In other words, the Christians need to be aware of what is happening, and they need to be ready for Jesus when he returns. I'm telling you, you don't know what, because enough things can happen for Jesus to come out the sky today. Enough stuff can happen. He could come through the sky any moment, believe me. That's why we got to watch and pray and watch and pray. Don't give up. He coming. But you got to be ready anyway when you come. You got to say repent, because you don't know what day he coming, what hour. No man know what the day or the hour. We got to stay ready. We got to always repent. Keep a prayer in our heart. Hope in our heart. Faith in our heart. Knowing that Jesus is the one that carrying us through. Carrying us through. We ain't walking through. He carrying us. Church in Sardis was dead. For some things, they're not, did not seem to be dead. A sleeper may seem dead until he wakes. But unlike a dead body, a sleeper is not hopeless. He is still alive. The church seems dead, but perhaps it was more like a sleeper. Perhaps it could recover like a man who wakes out of his sleep. The church must start to do the work of the Lord again. It must turn from its wrong actions. The Lord was not happy with it in its present state. The Christians in Sardis was doing a lot. Much of the activity seemed to be for God. But God saw the reality. Their actions did not satisfy what God wants. That's what I be telling people. You know, I was brought up in the church, and it was like pastor's anniversary, Ursa boy, men's day, women's day, this day, that day. I want y'all to tell me if y'all seen any of that stuff in the Word of God, because it's all man-made stuff, and sometimes people take it to the limit. Especially in our churches, they take it to the limit, and you cannot do that. You cannot go all in. Believe me, I was doing it. I was doing it. I did it for you. But when God allowed me to find out, I'm not gonna say I'm not gonna bless nobody on men and women. I mean, on pastor's anniversary, because you're supposed to bless them and stuff. But all this other stuff, I'm telling you, you have to, holidays and stuff, you got to be careful, because God's looking at what we do. He taking it down. He got a heavenly secretary. He taking this stuff down. He looking at us. He know, do you really mean it or don't you really mean it? He knows that. When I tell you, God is so good and he just love us so much, he ain't killing us. I mean, we done did wrong and bad things. I know I have. And, you know, when you look back over your life, I know I done shoot in my lifetime. But, honey, my good outweigh my bad. My good outweigh my bad. So, and I thank God that he looked beyond all of my faults, all of our faults, everything that we've done, to see our needs. If he didn't, where would we be at? If he would count our sins, our iniquities, honey, what would we be at? But God don't. The blessed part about it, he don't do that. give us, just like he did Jezebel, an opportunity to repent. That's what he's telling us. I'm giving you an opportunity to repent. That's why some people live so many years. They've been did wrong and wrong and wrong and wrong. He's still letting them live to give them an opportunity to repent. They don't never, sometimes ever make it. Some people make it on their deathbed. Accept the Lord Jesus Christ and repent. But God is a good God. He have a door open for us. He give us a way of escape. And we have to remember that. He give us a way to escape out of whatever it is we're in. So if we repent every day, we're in the will of God every day. If you don't forget to repent, I try to do it every day. Every day. Every day. Lord, just forgive me for whatever I've done. Everything. And then, you know, walking through the house or whatever I'm doing, I said, Lord, forgive me for not doing what I should have done today. If I forgot anything, forgive me. And he will. To remember what they had received. They had heard the gospel and they believed it. They received new life from God. They served the Lord and they did his work. But now they did not still serve the Lord as they used to do. Jesus tells them to repent. They must come back again to the Lord. They must obey his word and live for him. It is as if they must wake out of their present sleep or as if they must come alive again. If they do not obey this message, the Lord will come like a thief. He will come when they do not expect it. He will not announce when he is coming. He will deal with them, and he will be their judge. And that's go for all of us. But it's so easy to obey God. I mean, we all sin, like I said. But if you keep them Ten Commandments and them other two extra ones, love thyself as thy neighbor and love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, thy soul, and thy spirit, and everything. If you keep those in the Ten Commandments, because we can keep, they say, oh, you can't, we can't keep the Ten Commandments. Yes, you can. Thou should not steal, thou should not kill, thou should not all the rest of them. You can do that. Stay in God's will. It's so important to stay in his will. All we got to do is stay in, watch, stay in the will of God. Stay in the will of God. That's the most important thing because God will move for you. I'm a blessed woman. I may not have hardly nothing, but I'm so blessed to have God as my Father, and I appreciate him. I appreciate him. I appreciate what the things he do. Some people, they think because they ain't got a handful of diamond rings and all this kind of crap. I just need Jesus. I just need Jesus. Because if I got Jesus, I got all of it. He will give me. He will provide for me. He's my source and my resource. That's what we got to remember. That's what we got to remember. And that's what these people, some of them did, some of them didn't. It's just like today. You know, it's all these partners. What you mean partner? Ain't no partner in no Bible. It's husband and wife. This is the kind of stuff I'm talking about. Partners. Ain't no partner. None. It's husband and wife, because now the children you didn't adopt it going to think they're supposed to have partners, the same sex. All this kind of stuff. I just be saying, Lord, have mercy. Just have mercy, Lord, because they're getting it all wrong, and they're teaching the seed. The children is the seed that's going to be here when we go. They're teaching them wrong. So what kind of world is it going to be then when they get partners and everybody the same sex? This is crazy.
Nowhere in the Word of God it says partners, but they got it all on television. Partners. Talking about they five children. One of them Mexican and one of them Chinese, two of them black. They ain't had none because both of them white. Partners. Somebody got, This is kind of stuff that Jezebel be putting in people's spirit to do this messed up stuff. And we all got them in our family. We all got them. Believe me, it's a mess. But God's going to take care of it all when he comes. He's going to take care of it. Believe me. God is such a good God. He's going to take care of it. But yes, I'm going to stop right here and just pray a little bit. I got 4 minutes. I'm just going to pray over the ones that everybody on the line. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come right now, humbly before your throne of grace, just thanking you again, Lord. We thank you again and again for all that you do for us. We ask you right now, I ask you to cover everybody under the sound of my voice on tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you to cover them in their families, in the blood of Jesus, and encamp your angels all around about them to protect them from all hurt, harm, or danger. Lord, just show them, Lord, what you're talking about, what you're working with. Show them, Lord, that you're right there with them, that you're carrying them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I just thank you for being there for each one of us. We don't take this for granted. We don't take an egg for granted, a piece of bread, Lord. We just thank you for that. We thank you for a roof, Lord. We're not complaining. We're just giving you glory for all that you do tonight. We give you glory, hallelujah, for just a roof over our head, for a car to drive, whatever it is, Lord. It could be a horse and a buggy. We thank you for that. And we give you praise and glory, Lord. We don't take nothing for granted that you do. We just give you praise. We thank you for healing our bodies. We thank you on tonight. We thank you tonight. We pray for everyone, Lord. Everyone all over the earth that you made and created, Lord. We pray for them. We ask you to bless them. All of your people, Lord, just bless them on tonight. In the name of Jesus, Father, I give you praise on tonight, and I give you glory. Hallelujah. I give you praise tonight. Lord, we ask you to bless our neighbors all over this land and country. Bless men, women, boys, and girls. Just keep them all covered everywhere they at. In the name of Jesus, just thank you for being who you are in our lives. Thank you for feeding us. Thank you for providing for provision. Thank you tonight. We give you praise and glory, Lord. And now you know what we stand in need of, Lord.